Turning Groans to Thankfulness by Dean Thornton. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. Philippians 2:14-15. I am glad I mainly did individual sports most of my life. You only really have yourself to complain to, which could be both a positive and a negative. In track and field, you would normally have track officials who will use the starting gun or time the runners as they cross the finish line, or who watch which runners that may interfere or run out of their lane. I have started to see more athletes complain to the referees or officials across multiple sports and try and exaggerate their body language in order to get a call given in their favor. Complaining for a call is not something new, but when star athletes seem to do it constantly through a game or a match, it can take away from or mess up the flow of the contest. The polarizing tennis legend John McEnroe, back in the 1980s, made a career off of complaining and making loud outbursts to tennis officials on calls that were against him, that he now jokes about. LeBron James is another athlete that some fans like to make fun of for embellishing fouls against him and his dramatic falls or flops to the court. I used to think that referees and officials were just part of the background of the action. You heard their whistles that they blew to stop the game. Some fans may think that referees are trying too hard to be part of the gameplay now, inserting themselves far too much in slowing the contest down. Those few times that I did play a team sport, I just tried to stay mentally locked in to my gameplay and not get mad on how things played out. I was able to do that up until the point when there was more on the line and more emotion was wrapped up in the final result. You end up having more of an opinion on how you want the game or match to play out. When an athlete feels more of that pressure to do well or win, they focus more on their performance or the end result. That official's foul call plays a bigger part in the outcome, which makes an athlete want to have more of an opinion, especially if the foul or call is on them. I remember being talked into playing softball a while back for a few seasons, and I remember the pressure to succeed on a good team was high, which made every at-bat intense for me. There were times I would get tagged out by an opposing player, and I would find myself having a hot-headed moment with the umpire, which was out of character for me because I knew that they were right. In today's verse, the writer talks about doing things without grumbling or complaining so that you can have a pure heart and be blameless in your actions. We want to be known as children of God, and it's important that we live our lives that way, especially in a society that seems to be growing darker every day. As a believer, I know that the only emotion that I should be constantly showing is thankfulness. Thankful for God sending His Son to die for me. Thankful for all of the darkness that He brought me out of personally. And thankful for the blessings He has yet to show me. The song "I Won't Complain" by the late Reverend Paul Jones talks about how no matter what life throws at you, you shouldn't complain because God is always there for you, even when it's hard for you to see it. God is there to bring you through so that in the end, you're able to see His blessing that's been there waiting for you. Take time today to show your thankfulness to God and let Him know how much you appreciate what He has done in your life. If you like this episode, please go ahead and hit the like or support the show button. And feel free to follow us by downloading the For My King, His Kingdom app in both the Apple and Google Play stores.